So we will now read from 16th chapter text 32 to and 33. Brahmadayo bahutitam yadapanga moksha kamastapa samacharan bhagavat prapanna sashri swavasam aravinda vanam vihaya yat pada saubhagamalam bhajate nudakta तस्याहमब्जकुलिशङ्कुशकेतुकेतैः श्रीमत्पदैर्भगवता समलङ्कृताङ्गी त्रिन्अत्यरोच उपलभ्य ततो विभूतिम् लोकान् समां व्यसृजद् समायतिम् तदन्ते. Translation: Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, whose glance of grace was sought by demigods, like Brahma, and for whom they surrendered many a day unto the personality of Godhead, gave up her own abode in the forest of lotus flowers and engaged herself in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. I was endowed with specific powers to supersede the fortune of all the three planetary systems by being decorated with the impressions of the flag, thunderbolt, elephant driving rod and lotus flower, which are signs of the lotus feet of the Lord. But at the end, when I felt I was so fortunate, the Lord left me. So because the Lord was in this particular planetary system, even Lakshmi Ji, whom so many people are seeking today, today is a special day, Deepavali, even she left her own abode and she came to this planet, planet Earth, and that is Bhumi Devi herself speaking. And she engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. And then Bhumi Devi is telling that I also had all these impressions on my body, you know, because the Lord was walking like that. So it was very, very auspicious for me to have the Lord walking about and to even have Lakshmi Devi here. Because, I mean, what she is telling is not that, oh wow, Lakshmi Devi was here so we became very wealthy. She's like, even Lakshmi Devi, whom everyone is running after, is, you know, is coming here to serve the Lord. And I was so fortunate. Now, having said that, today is Diwali, and there is everyone, you know, there is everywhere, Facebook, WhatsApp, and you know, even when you call India and all that, like, what is the puja murat? When are you doing the puja? When are you doing the puja? Then there will be 3-4 murats, then in that murat you have to do the puja, right? And then who are we praying to? We pray to Goddess Lakshmi. And why do we pray to Goddess Lakshmi? The Lakshmi form we pray is only Lakshmi Devi herself. There is no Narayan over there. You only pray to Lakshmi so that, and like, so, you know, it's not even embarrassing for people to ask like that. They don't even feel cheap, that give me a lot of wealth. What will you do with that wealth? You will continue in your sense gratification, your animal life, glorified animal life, right? And you think Lakshmi Devi as a woman would be happy that you are inviting her to your home without even thinking about inviting her husband. Would you like to go? Yes, perfect understanding. So that is what Srila Prabhupada has said. Yes, so that is an, so there are two types of worship of the Devis and the Devtas, and Lakshmi Devi and Narayan. There is something that is called Vidhi Purvakam, and there is something called as Avidhi Purvakam. So these are lower forms of worship, where we just worship Lakshmi Devi so that we can get money. But a person with proper understanding, when we are worshipping Lakshmi Devi, and just worship Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi Devi will, even if she comes because you have worshipped, she will not stay for a long time. Because a woman without her husband cannot stay for very long. Because Lakshmi Devi wants to go back to the service of the lotus feet of her Lord. And a wife cannot be in a place where her husband is not being worshipped, where her husband is not being respected. So Lakshmi Devi also does not stay in a place where her husband is not even invited. So the entire India right now is praying to Lakshmi Ji, please give us wealth. She will come because you prayed, because she is merciful, but she is going to be chanchal. She will come and then she will go away. But if we want to do proper worship on Diwali, proper puja on Diwali, as Prabhupada has said, then we should worship the form of Lakshmi Narayan. If you only want Lakshmi Devi without Narayan, that is like only wanting Sita without Lord Ram. And that is like becoming like Ravan. Ravan only wanted Sita, he did not want Lord Ram. And what happened? He had a Sone ki Lanka. His entire Lanka was fully made of gold. But he lost everything because he did not properly worship Lord Ram. So when we, because we have the proper understanding, we worship Lakshmi Narayan together in Diwali. If at all you want to do such worship, actually this is not something that is needed also. We light lamps Diwali because Lord Ram is coming back. Ayodhya was fully very, very morose and very, very feeling so much separation. It had become such a dry place because Lord Ram was not there. But not now, Lord Ram is coming back and therefore we light up the entire place to welcome Lord Ram in our hearts. The lighting up is not that, oh, if you don't light up, then Lakshmi Devi will not come to your house. That's not the point. The point is we are lighting up because Lord Ram should come in our heart. So all these Lakshmi Puja and all these things are not proper pujas. They may be there, they may be done, but it is not the right thing. We want to rise above this requirement of, oh, I want more wealth. How much more wealth do you want? You know, like wealthy people actually end up eating only khichdi because they can't digest much after some time. They can't really enjoy. You just need some food, some place to live, some clothes, some basic things. And then the remaining time and the remaining wealth and the remaining energy must all be used in worshipping the Lord. Because when we worship the Lord enters our heart, and as we are reading in this verse, wherever the Lord is, Lakshmi Devi automatically follows. The goddess of fortune, Madhavi, will follow her Lord Madhav. So when Madhav is there in our heart, Madhusudana is there in our heart, automatically all auspiciousness will come. So we don't want to worship Lakshmi ji like this for, you know, this is very wrong to worship like this. We must, if you want to do any puja today, please worship Lakshmi Narayan. And actually don't worship to get money. That anyway you will get based on what your destiny is. But you can worship so that you can get the love of Krishna in your heart. So that, and you can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Lord is present wherever His holy names are being chanted. So if we chant the holy names of the Lord every single day, the Lord will gradually enter our hearts as our hearts become purified. And all auspiciousness, Lakshmi Devi will automatically follow. So this is the right understanding. The previous pujas that we have all done is called as Karma Kanda Puja, where we do pujas to get something. Those are bona fide, they will work. They are given in our Vedas for people with a lower understanding. But we are going to rise above this understanding and we are going to pray to get the highest benefit today. So that Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, they enter our hearts. We make our hearts as beautiful, as clean as possible. So we clean the house, but where is the heart cleaning going on? We dress up nicely, we wear a lot of nice outfits, but do we wear good values? We make a lot of sweets, but is our speech sweet? This is some message I got today. Very nice. So we have to think in a spiritual way now, because we are part of a spiritual, now we have a spiritual bent of mind. We want to stop thinking about things of this world, this money, name, fame and everything. It's all going to end with the body. Actually, it's already ended because it's connected to your body and your body will die any moment. So then why waste your time in something that you cannot carry in your next lifetime? Instead, pray to Lakshmi Devi if you want to pray also. Pray to her to please give you bhakti towards the Lord. Because that is our only wealth. Loving service to the Lord and to His devotees and chanting of the holy name. So here you can see Bhumi Devi is also, she is not telling, oh, Lakshmi Devi was there so everything was very wealthy. She is telling Lakshmi Devi was also there because the Lord was there. So thank you Malvika for asking this very nice question. And this is a real purport. And actually we celebrate Lord Ram's coming and we do Damodar Deep, we offer ghee lamps to the Yashoda Damodar form of the Lord the entire this Kartik month. And we do such worship. And tomorrow we do Govardhan Puja. Many people celebrate as Happy New Year and they will write new accounts and everything. There is Murat trading going on. The Nifty Sensex has gone up to 8,000. All these things are there. I'm reading news from India. But we don't want to do all that. Why waste your time and all those things which are anyway going to come by your destiny? And you see, you cannot get more money than you are destined to, and you will not get less money than you are destined to. So why waste your time in that? Do your basic duties, to do your duties, because doing duties is pleasing to Krishna. The remaining time we must devote to the chanting of the holy name and service to the Vaishnavas. Yes, is that okay? Malvika, then we move on to the next question.
I have one embarrassing question to ask, but please don't judge me. But just generally saying, see, when we pray, we pray for sukh shanti and everything. But I'm just generally saying that if we don't have, enough to go do around our things or whatever, then how will we be free of our, I want to say desires, but to do your, like, pay your mortgages and all that? That we would be able to do something. So I understand you saying that we should not ask for money, but at the same time, we want to do things not greedily, but at least fulfill them so that there is less pressure on our head. That way?
Yeah, correct. So we do enough activities that are needed to keep our body and soul together. Now, everyone's definition of what is required to keep body and soul together is different. Our job is to keep reducing that requirement gradually. So right now I need X amount to keep body and soul together. Then gradually I want to keep reducing it because I really actually don't need so much. And another part of your question is that if we don't have this peace that comes because of having wealth and facilities, then how will we worship the Lord? Now when we worship the Lord, as I discussed, all good fortune automatically follows. There is more clarity in the mind. We are less disturbed by our material desires. We are able to do our jobs and our duties very properly because our mind has more clarity. And of course the mercy of the Lord is there. And finally your karma also plays a role. Whatever you deserve, you will get.
Whatever we did in the past life, and we'll have to bear the fruits of it now.
Yeah, anyway, all these things are discussed in Discover Yourself course, which is going to start.
Yeah.
So anyway, we need to go through some amount of verses and we'll take questions at the end. Okay? Thank you. Text 34. Yo vai mamati bharamasuravam sharagnam अक्षौहिणी शतमपानुददात् आत्मतन्त्र त्वां दुष्टमून पदमात्मनिपौरुषेण सम्पादयन् यदुषु रम्यनभिभ्रदङ्गम्. ओ पर्सनालिटी ऑफ रिलिजन, आई वॉज ग्रेटली ओवरबर्डन्ड बाय द अनड्यू मिलिटरी फैलेंसेस अरेंज्ड बाय एथियस्टिक किंग्स एंड आई वॉज रिलीव्ड बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड. सिमिलरली यू वर ऑल्सो इन अ डिस्ट्रेस्ड कंडीशन, weakened in your standing strength, and thus he also incarnated by his internal energy in the family of the Yadus to relieve you. So she is telling that how merciful the Lord is. The Lord saw that his devotees were in trouble and the Lord himself came to deliver these souls. Right? Just 1 minute. In the previous, I forgot, I had marked that we are supposed to read the previous purport. Sorry about that. I missed doing it. So we'll read the previous purport. If anyone would like to read, please volunteer.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna. Please read the purport to text 32-33.
Okay, sure. Translation, finished reading, right? Yeah. Purport. His grace divine, his divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The beauty and the opulence of the world can be enhanced by the grace of the Lord and not by any man-made planning. When the Lord Sri Krishna was present on this earth, the impressions of the special signs of his lotus feet were stamped on the dust, and as a result of this specific day, the whole earth was made as perfect as possible. In other words, the rivers, the seas, the forests, the hills, and the mines, which are the supplications for the necessities of men and animals, were fully discharging their respective duties. Therefore, the riches of the world surpassed all the riches of all other planets in the three planetary systems of the universe. One should therefore ask that the grace of the Lord always be present on earth, so that we may be favored with this causeless mercy and be happy, having all necessities of life. One may ask how we can retain the Supreme Lord on this earth after his mission is fulfilled and he has left this earth for his own abode. The answer is that there is no need to retain the Lord. The Lord, being omnipresent, can be present with us if we want him at all. By his omnipresence, he can always be with us if we are attached to his devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. There is nothing in the world with which the Lord is disconnected. The only thing we must learn is to excavate the source of connection and thus be linked with him by offenseless service. We can be connected with him by the transcendental sound representation of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical, and one who chants the holy name of the Lord in an offenseless manner can at once realize the Lord is present before him. Even by the vibration of radio sound, we can partially realize sound relativity, and by resounding the sound of transcendence, we can verily feel the presence of the Lord. In this age, when everything is polluted by the contamination of Kali, it is instructed in the scriptures and preached by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can at once be free from contamination and gradually rise to the stages of transcendence and go back to Godhead. The offenseless chanter of the holy name of the Lord is as auspicious as the Lord himself, and the moments of pure devotees of the Lord all over the world can at once change the troublesome face of the world. Only by the propagation of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord can we be immune from all effects of the age of Kali. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So if we want to become immune from all the effects of the age of Kali, and if we want to keep ourselves protected, and we also want to protect the material stuff that we have, and if we want to not suffer the results of our past karma, then we must engage in pure devotional service and we must chant the holy name of the Lord. Because when the Lord leaves, everything becomes like a desert. So Prabhupada is telling, we don't have to force the Lord to be here, because the Lord can be accessed through his holy name. So when we chant the holy name, when we hear about him, when we serve him, when we are with the devotees, when we talk about him, the Lord is present at that time. So for us to always have the favor of the Lord, we must constantly chant the holy name of the Lord. Because when the Lord is not present, then our homes and our lives and everything will also become like how the earth has become in this section of verses. The earth has become devoid of all beauty, of all good fortune, because of the absence of the Lord. So we are also like the earth that is being conditioned. Our condition is also like the earth's condition, as being described in this particular series of verses that we are reading. And for us to gain release from this difficult situation we are going through, you know, we have to connect with the Lord. And the Lord also promises to answer Malvika's question. And all these questions are, like, you know, they're answered in the preliminary course that we have, Discover Yourself. But anyway, you know, it is not unfair that we have to suffer our karma, because we have only done those activities. So there has to be some reaction. Otherwise, what kind of law and order can be there? We have to be punished for our actions. But if we take to Krishna consciousness, and if we take to this process of developing love for Krishna in our hearts, sincere love for Krishna in our hearts, then Krishna has promised, Sarva Dharma Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Masuchaha. So he is telling, abandon all the varieties of religion and surrender unto me. So this religion of praying to get something, or this religion of praying for sukh shanti, or this religion of shopping, or this religion of gadgets, or this religion of WhatsApping, or this religion of pride, or of this religion of, you know, wanting honor. All of these things, if you just abandon and we just surrender to Krishna, Krishna, I am yours, I am your servant, you are mine, your service is mine, then Aham Tvam Sarva Papevyo, I will deliver you from all your sinful reactions. Krishna has promised, do not fear, Ma Shucha. So we want to have faith in Krishna's promise more than the faith we have in our own understanding of the world and how it functions. So we have these fears that if I don't remain alert and if I don't all the things that I need to do to keep myself secure financially and all of these things properly, then nothing will work. No, we learn how to surrender to Krishna fully, and then we will, only then we can experience the Lord's protection. The Lord is a very merciful Father. If someone comes to the Lord is going to do everything to keep us protected and to take us back home, back to Godhead, and to keep us in all auspiciousness. So that faith we have to develop, and that faith becomes strong by hearing about Krishna the way we are all doing right now, by chanting his holy names, and by associating with devotees, and having that faith in the Lord's words, giving him a chance, trust the Lord. You trust the financial market, you trust the stock market, you trust the value of gold, you trust the mortgage company, you trust your manager at work, you trust so many people to be able to feel secure, but it's all based on material concept of life. And the material concept of life is temporary. Everything that is based on matter is temporary. We want to surrender to something that is spiritual, that is eternal. So if I am a smart person, I will invest in a 401k plan that will give me returns even in my next life. I won't invest in a 401k plan that just gives me returns for the next 5 years or 2 years. Right? We are very narrow visioned. So I want to invest in the right 401k plan, the right retirement plan. That is by serving Krishna. There are many devotees in our temple who have taken that step, who are, going further and further in Krishna consciousness by giving up so many things that they were used to. And they are not forced to give up anything. They are automatically out of love for Krishna, but because they are doing that, Krishna is taking care of them fully and wonderfully. And when I see such examples, my faith in Krishna increases. So the only thing we can do right now properly is chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very sincerely. So as Prabhupada said, we can be connected with him by transcendental sound. And when we chant in an offenseless manner, without blaspheming devotees, without blaspheming Vedas, without engaging in manvanchit pujas, where I do some puja to get something, and where I understand the glories of the holy name, where I don't commit sinful activities just because I'm chanting the holy name, then all my sins will be vanquished, so I keep doing sinful activities, where I chant the holy name with attention, then we will see the change in our life. See, many times devotees say, oh, I am in Krishna consciousness, I am not experiencing change, I am chanting, I am associating with devotees, I am hearing, I am reading and all. No, how much have you applied yourself? Have you done it mechanically or have you really done it sincerely? We can give a lot of time to the gym. When we go sincerely gymming, we see a change. Some people do it to gain weight, some people do it to lose weight or tone their body and everything. The more you exercise, the more you can see the result. Now, if you are not seeing the result by practicing Krishna consciousness, the fault is not in Krishna consciousness. The fault is in our practice. We have not properly practiced because this method of Krishna consciousness is more powerful than anything in this world. That is my complete faith in my experience. So we have to have that faith and we have to keep working properly, applying ourselves properly and really, taking guidance from some seniors, and, where our practice is going wrong and where it is, how we can do it better. Because if you want to become a Miss India or a Mrs., well, now I don't think anyone of us is qualified for Miss India here, but maybe like a Mrs. World, you have to have a coach and you have to keep tuning your body and keep looking good and doing, eating the right things and everything. So if we need to put in so much effort in the material life, why do we think that spiritual life we don't need to put in effort, we just pray something and God should give? No, God will reciprocate based on our sincerity and our desire to be with Him. You can pray to get things, you will remain in this material realm. But if we pray to really pray to get the desire satisfied of serving Krishna, you see how immediately that desire is fulfilled if it is done with a sincere heart. So we read the next translation, text 34. Now text 35, again, she is talking about how can she tolerate the pangs of separation from that personality of Godhead. So here she says,
स्थैर्यं समानमहरन्मधुमानिनीनां रोमोत्सवो मम यदाङ्घ्रिवितांकिताया.
Translation. Who therefore can tolerate the pangs of separation from that Supreme Personality of Godhead? He could conquer the gravity and passionate wrath of his sweethearts like Satyabhama by his sweet smile of love, pleasing glance and hearty appeals. When he traversed my earth surface, I would be immersed in the dust of his lotus feet and thus would be sumptuously covered with grass which appeared like hairs standing on me out of pleasure. So she is telling, when the Lord will walk on me, then, you know, I would be fully immersed by the dust of His feet, right? The lotus feet of the Lord. And then the way, you know, our hair stand on end when we are excited, that is, I was so excited that the grass would stand out of pleasure. So then, when somebody was experiencing the presence of the Lord so much and was feeling the Lord's lotus feet on her body all the time, how impossible it would be to tolerate the pangs of separation from that Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now, we may think that she got experience of the earth, of the Lord, and we don't have experience, so we don't know what this separation she is talking about, and I will get to that in a minute. We'll just finish this chapter and then we'll talk about that. Text 36.
तयोरेवं कथयो यतो पृथ्वी धर्मो यस्तदा परीक्षिन् नाम राजर्षी प्राप्त प्राचीं सरस्वतीं.
While the earth and the personality of religion were thus engaged in the conversation, the saintly king Parikshit reached the shore of the Saraswati river which flowed towards the east. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. So I congratulate all of you that in 1 year, it's been a year since we are reading the first canto. We've been reading Bhagavatam for 3 years now on the phone. But in 1 year we've finished 16 chapters and we have only 3 more to go. So it's a very good progress, and then we can go to the second canto. So here the question is that here, because Mother Bhumi had experience of being with the Lord, and now she is feeling these pangs of separation and this bhakti in her heart. Now one may argue that I have not experienced the Lord, and I don't feel any pangs of separation also. So I can't understand what's going on here. Now there are nice podcasts I've heard by Radhisham Prabhu and Chaitanya Charan Prabhu on this particular topic. And something that I identify with deeply also is, we have, the Shastra say, we have had experience of being with the Lord. We were all together in the Lord's abode, continuously serving Him. But at one point we decided that I also want to enjoy, not as a service, not as a person giving service, but as a person receiving service. So then we came to the earth, so that we could have all our individual zones of control and individual zones of kingship or queenship and everything. So now we've had that experience, and when we were with the Lord, we were very loved, fully, we had this feeling of being fully loved by the Lord, fully reciprocated by the Lord. Yesterday I was hearing a class, today morning also, that nobody is envious of anybody, nobody is competing in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, right? Because everyone is happy when somebody else is getting mercy of the Lord. And everyone is fully satisfied because the Lord reciprocates with each and every living entity in Goloka individually. Now to speak about it, the material universe, we are just in one universe, but there are millions of such universes. I'm not talking about the planet, I'm talking about one universe which has the planet in which we are. So there are millions of such universes, just like there are mustard seeds in a bag of mustard seeds. Now this creation, the material creation, is just 1/4 of the entire creation. The remaining 3/4 is the spiritual world. Now the population of the people in the material, not people, living entities in the material world is just 1/4 of the population of the living entities in the spiritual world. So in the jail, usually you have less number of people. So not everyone is a criminal. So we were not happy over there. We said, okay, I want my own zone. I want to please the Lord and serve the Lord. I want to be the Lord. So God said, okay, you know, I'll find you a nice place to be. So then all this creation came because of our false ego. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make is the amount of people that we see around us is hardly any, gives us any count of the number of people and living entities in the spiritual world. Suppose you're just walking on the grass. There are millions of grass, there are millions of living entities, millions of, you know, so many trees, so many living entities, so much bacteria, so many millions of living entities are surrounded all the time, but we don't get the realization. Now in the spiritual world, imagine how many living entities would be when the living entities in the material universes is just 1/4 of the spiritual universe, spiritual world. But all, there are so many living entities over there, but each and every living entity, Krishna reciprocates one-on-one with them. Each one fully feels loved by Krishna and reciprocated by Krishna. And that is something that is not possible to experience in the material realm, because no human being, even if he wants to, can fully love everyone equally. But the Lord fully loves everyone and fully reciprocates everyone in the spiritual world, because they are also in fully serving Him and loving Him continuously with all their lives and all their hearts and all their souls. So no one feels any envy. Now we have had that experience and now we are here. So nothing, you know, we keep trying different things in this world, and we keep trying, you know, things that will give us pleasure, but we get bored of them. So, you know, we may buy a purse or we buy some new house, or some people get bored, they just go on vacation. I know somebody in India, he's about 22 years old. And sometimes when he feels like eating dal makhani, he books a flight ticket and then he goes to a 5-star hotel in Bombay, the Orchid Hotel, and he eats his dal makhani there and then he comes back. So when I met him, I told him, why are you wasting so much time? Just tell them to ship the dal makhani to you. Give them extra money and ship it. Why you want to travel? He said, no, I like the feeling, you know, and then I meet my friends and I do this and that, but it's just with dal makhani. Anyway, so there is this pleasure hunt going on. We are all going around here and there just to feel satisfied and fulfilled, but nothing fully gives us that experience. We may enjoy it fully for some time, but then we get bored out of it. And then we are looking for something else. So when we are going on this pleasure hunt or this treasure hunt, you know, searching for pleasure, actually what we are trying to do is whatever experience we are get, you know, we are trying to compare whatever experience we are achieving by going to an amusement park or eating certain type of food or dressing in a certain way or putting a picture on Facebook. We are trying to get some pleasure. And when we get that pleasure, we compare it internally with the greatest pleasure we had experienced when we were with Krishna. And even if we don't remember the details of being with Krishna, we do have some understanding of what complete pleasure feels like. So whatever experience we get here, we try to match it with that, but we are not able to feel fully fulfilled. And there are times when nothing makes us happy. And there are times when we feel extremely low in our lives. And then there are times when we feel very morose and very dry in our hearts, in spite of having wealth, in spite of having, you know, all the things that, you know, we would need. We still feel very dry and empty. And if we talk to anyone about it, they also feel empty, but they don't want to acknowledge they are feeling empty. They say, no, I don't feel like this. This is how I spend my time. I do this, I do that, you know. So So in our emptiness, in our moroseness, we try to again fill it up with matter. We try to watch a movie, or we try to go and, you know, do something here, do something there. Try to go shopping. Some people go shopping to fight boredom and everything. But actually, those other moments, we are also feeling the pangs of separation. So we think we are feeling pangs of separation from our hobbies or the people or the things. But actually, those what we are feeling in those low moments are the pangs of separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in those moments, if we can even once chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or even once bow down in front of the Lord with our hands folded and pray to the Lord, Krishna, I am yours. I really want to be with you. Please help me. I do not want to be in these low feelings and empty feelings and feelings of loneliness and so many of these things. I really want to be with you. I really want to serve you. I've had enough of lifetimes of enjoying all of these things. And I have found no pleasure. So I will keep and, you know, need it, what I need to maintain my social status and to keep my body and soul together. But more than any of that, I'll just do that because it's required. But more than any of that, I desire your loving service. So in those moments, we usually turn to Maya and we become more bored. And then we again turn to further Maya and we become more bored and more bored and more bored. And then we start thinking we are depressed. But actually in those moments, it is a little hard. But if we turn to Krishna at that time and engage in some Krishna conscious activity, like some service to Krishna. Somebody wants any service, please contact me. There are lots of services that need to be done, and that can be done from home also in front of your laptop. If we turn our mind to the holy name of Krishna, or to look at a picture of Krishna, or to chant his holy names, or to pray to him, you know, then we will make advancement. So this is what I wanted to share. You know, so the pangs of separation we are all feeling, because we've had that great experience of being with the Lord. But because we don't remember how to go back to him, we keep going to Maya. But now we are very fortunate that Prabhupada has given us this great process. And wherever we are, we can invoke the Lord by chanting his Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are very grateful to Dharini, the cow, the earth in the form of mother cow, and Dharma in the form of the bull, where they are having such a beautiful conversation, so that we can also understand and we can also see where we are feeling separation in our hearts and how we can go back to Krishna. So next week we will start reading the 17th chapter. Very excited. So this is how, when Parikshit Maharaj comes there and he asks the bull and the cow what's going on, and because he's the king, it's his duty to protect him. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking, and then but they don't complain. And we will see how beautiful that whole conversation is. How everyone is doing their dharma properly. The dharma is doing, cow is doing, and Parikshit Maharaj also. And it's such a beautiful situation. But the Shudra is not doing his dharma properly, and that spoils everything. So we will read this conversation. And thank you very much. And if we have time, we have about 9 minutes. Any discussion on any points that we discussed, or any new points you would like to share, those who haven't spoken as yet, and then we will go back to people who have already gotten a chance to speak. Yes, who all are there on the call? I know Sangeeta, Malvika and Sarita are on the call.
On the call.
Oh, thank you for joining. Hare Krishna. And was that Hetal before, I think? Yes, who else is there? All right, any discussion?
Only one that we can invoke God wherever we are. We don't need to do lengthy prayers. If we just chant the Hare Krishna Mantra, then we can...
Krishna is there with us.
Waves, through vibration, through sound.
Yeah, because the Lord is omnipresent and He's non-different from His name. So it says, Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. Bhinna means different. Abhinna means non-different. So Abhinnatvam Nama means the holy name, and Namino, the possessor of the name, which is Krishna. So there is no difference. So when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna is dancing on our tongue. Krishna is there with us. He is there because the name is not different from Krishna. Yes, that is a fact. Without any doubt. Thank you for asking such nice questions and sharing such nice.
I'll also share one experience for all my sisters. This Monday, I don't know what happened to me. I started feeling very low and very, like you know, we're all doing our duties, but my body was breaking and I just couldn't even get up and do my own things and let alone my children needed me. I was not sick. So I realized that, you know, in spite of there is food to eat, I cannot eat. In spite, I can drive the car and go somewhere, I cannot. I feel weak. What should I do? What should I not do? Then I just prayed to Mother Nature. I said, my life will become like a sitting person only, like so, I'm not going to say depressed, but what is happening to me? Then I just prayed to Mother Nature. I said, give me Shakti. Ma, just give me Shakti so I can get up and do my own chores first, then do anything else. And like we read in this last chapter, that you can ask strength from God, and actually, I got my strength back and I could start doing my little stuff and I feel better. So just to let everybody know that.
Yes, thank you. Very encouraging for us to hear that. And the Mother Nature is also getting her Shakti, which is, as you can see, Bhumi Devi, the Mother Nature. And she is also getting her Shakti and her opulence and everything from Lord Krishna only. So then we can pray to Bhumi Devi and we can pray to Lord Krishna to give us strength. And we can pray to Bhumi Devi also, Mother Nature also, and Ma also, to give us the proper Shakti so that we can worship the Lord nicely, Lord Krishna nicely, or Lord Ram or Lord Vishnu, whichever Vishnu form you like. Yeah, thank you for sharing.
My pleasure.
And thank you for joining every call. We appreciate that very sincerely. Alright, if there is not any discussion, then we will end this call with a very, very happy Diwali greeting to all of you. May this Diwali be very auspicious and full of Krishna consciousness and full of the lights vanquishing all the undesirable stuff from our hearts, so that our hearts become very nice and cleansed for Lord Ram and Lord Krishna to appear. So wish you all a very happy Diwali. Granda Srimad Bhagavatam Vijay Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.